You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to South African musician Hugh Masekela.
Wow.
How old is he now, Roland?
He old.
He's 75? That's old. Like 75.
Wow. No. He is, I'm looking up right now.
That's going to be a good interview.
He is 74. He'll be 75 on April 4th.
Oh. Mm. Wow. Hugh Masekela. All right.
That's right.
Good morning, Roland, from Washington, D.C.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and my favorite weave-wearing woman, Lonnie Love. Lonnie, how you doing?
Good morning, right. Roland.
Our man at the Department of Justice, Attorney General Eric Holder, has really been focused on racial inequities in our legal system since he became the first black attorney general. And yesterday at Georgetown University, he gave a speech dealing with the issue of felons, convictions, and restoring their right to vote. Here's a snippet of what he had to say.
There is no rational reason to take away someone's voting rights for life just because they've committed a crime, especially after they've completed their sentence and made amends.
Now, of course, he doesn't have the authority to change state laws, but he really is using the bully pulpit to push states to do so. Of course, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell signed an executive order restoring some of those rights, but many other states have not made those changes. Joining us right now is Judith Brown Diana. She is the co-director of the Advancement Project. And Judith, this is a critical issue. Some 7% of the folks involved who are affected by this are African American. That was one of the stats that was sent. So there are a lot of people out there who have paid their debt to society and who still, frankly, cannot vote, as he said, for life.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is a huge issue. You know, Advancement Project did work in Virginia, where we were able to push on the governor to do automatic restoration for only nonviolent felonies. But when you think about it, 1 in 5 African Americans in the state of Virginia cannot vote due to felony convictions. And what's important is a place like Florida, over 1 million people cannot vote due to felony convictions. And so you can imagine the war on drugs and the devastation it's had in African American communities is also playing out by taking away our voting power by disenfranchising people with felony convictions for a lifetime in some states. There's 4 states that disenfranchise you for a lifetime, with Virginia kind of being really the 4th, but not as bad as the others.
And actually, on that stat, actually, the numbers is here. Of the estimated 5.8 million people who are prohibited from voting as a result of such felonies, African-Americans represent more than 1/3 across the country.
Now, these are state laws that have to be changed,
right?
Huh?
That's right. Right. These are state laws. We can't change this by a federal law. So, like, in Virginia, we were able to get the governor to do it through executive order, but we still have to do a constitutional amendment in Virginia. We have to do a constitutional amendment in Florida, because these, you have to understand, these laws come out of Reconstruction. Mm. This was about disenfranchising and making sure that newly freed slaves did not have the right to vote.
So what's the chances of this?
Still have these on the books.
In fact, Tom,
what's the chances of this actually turning into a law being changed?
Well, I think in Virginia, we're on our way. In Florida, we got a long way to go, because people are scared of 1 million people getting their right to vote in Florida, when we know elections could be carried by only 500 votes like they did in 2000, right? So so it's going to be difficult, but we got to get people involved. Most Americans believe that if you've paid your debt, you've done your time, you should have your right to vote back. But we can't get these state legislatures to do it because they're scared of the outcome of elections.
Tom, this is going to blow you away. In Mississippi, passing a $100 bad check carries a lifetime ban from voting.
Dang. Oh, my goodness.
See, and that's Reconstruction. We're talking about laws that were passed in the 1800s. That are still on the book. But the other thing is, it's not just your right to vote. So in a place like Florida, if you don't have your rights restored, and the governor has to approve every application for restoration of voting rights in the state of Florida, you also can't get a license to do certain businesses. like opening up a barbershop. Now, we know that that's a good business to be in the black community, but you can't get your license to be in a barbershop, to have a hair salon, to do nails, if you actually have not been, if you've been convicted.
Doesn't it speak, both of you, to the fact that we need to really keep encouraging people to vote locally in statewide elections? This is the importance of it.
Right, and then that's the biggest thing, and too often we focus on the presidential race and congressional, but it has to be state rep, state senate, and governors as well, Judy.
In order to
that's
get
right.
these people to put these new laws
right.
in place.
Yeah.
That's right. We gotta push on these states to do the right thing and give us back our right to vote.
All right. Wow.
All right.
Thank
My cousin
you.
Skillet need the right to vote. He didn't do this time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.